You're listening to the Premier Podcast Network.
Mind of the Meanie is now an exclusive brand partner with WWEShop.com. Pick up all your favorite new merchandise from Roman Reigns.
Acknowledge me.
Cody Rhodes.
I have to finish the story.
LA Knight.
Let me talk to you.
And more using our exclusive link in the show notes. Click below and show your support today for your favorite WWE superstar at WWEShop.com.
Yeah!
Dr. Fisher's Medical Weight Loss and Aesthetic Centers, along with Mind the Meanie podcast, presents Meanie Mania, a pay-per-brew kickoff event, Thursday night, April 4th, 7 p.m. to 2 a.m., 21 and older to attend with no cover at McCusker's Tavern on the corners of 17th and Shunk at 2601 South 17th Street in South Philly. Come hang out with ECW Original and WWE alumni The Blue Meanie at his favorite bar on the planet, McCusker's Tavern. McCusker's is the perfect spot to kick off your Mania week and go to for a pre- and post-wrestling event hang. Remember, McCusker's is cash only, but they do have an ATM on site. Lyft, Uber, and taxi services are highly recommended to and from McCusker's. 7 minutes from Lincoln Financial Field, 10 minutes from the 2300 Arena, and 15 minutes from Center City. Meanie Mania is also brought to you by Dr. Fisher's Medical Weight Loss and Aesthetic Centers on 2543 South Broad Street in Philadelphia. Go to bodybyfishernow.com. That's bodybyfishernow.com. Mind of the Meanie podcast drops every Monday morning at 6 a.m. and find our entire archive at mindofthemeanie.com. Meanie Mania, the pay-per-brew kickoff event, Thursday night, April 4th, 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. Meanie!
Yes, Adam.
This episode is brought to you by Manscaped, sir. Did you know one man every hour, every day, is diagnosed with testicular cancer? In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer amongst men ages 15 to 35. With April being National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, our friends at Manscaped have partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to help spread awareness for men's health and early cancer detection. Visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And as always, you can use promo code MINDMEANIE for 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. And Meanie, I want to take a second here to talk about some men's health issues that are important to me. As you know, we've talked about on the show before. My family has a rare genetic predisposition to colon cancer. So cancer is something that is close to my heart. I lost my uncle. A couple of my cousins have had it as well. You know, and I constantly check myself too. I'm always doing preventative maintenance. How has preventative maintenance and men's health screening helped you in your life as well?
Men's health is no joke. Cancer has affected my family in many different ways. And I make sure to make it a point that I get checkups. I get checked. Mrs. Meanie, you know, checks my body to see if I have any kind of like moles or anything like that. So as you get older, you got to, you know, be more careful of, more mindful of your body. And it's awesome that Manscaped is teaming up and help raise awareness for cancer.
Absolutely. I remember as a kid, as a teenager, my first interaction with the idea of testicular cancer was actually from the Tom Green show. When Tom Green had a very famous and notable testicular cancer diagnosis. And that was when I started to make sure that I was doing routine checking. I think I was 14 or 15 years old at the time. So it's a very important thing for men across the world. And with this in mind, you can perform simple routine checks at home while enjoying Manscaped products you use every day, like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. I mean, it makes sense, right? We use products daily to trim and maintain Little John and the East Side Boys. The Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra features two interchangeable skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little off the top and a new foil blade to go smooth and sleek. With dual LED spotlights, you'll achieve better visibility, making every trim more precise and hassle-free. And Meanie, if you're like me and you don't like making a mess, this thing is waterproof. Shave in the shower, in the bath, or in the ocean if you feel so inclined to. And you can bring this trimmer with you wherever you go, thanks to its wireless charging capabilities and its travel lock feature. In addition to providing the right tools and solutions for comfortable and easy grooming, Manscaped is committed to raising awareness and giving support to fighters, survivors, and families impacted by testicular cancer. That's why they'll be donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society. Help save lives and balls by going over to manscaped.com/TCS. That's manscaped.com/TCS and sharing their funny, educational check yourself video. And while you're at it, grab 20% off plus free shipping with using promo code MINDMEANIE. Because like a famous American philosopher once said, take care of your mentals, your balls, and your chickens. So go to manscaped.com/TCS right now. Check out the information that they have going this month with Testicular Cancer Society and use promo code MINDMEANIE for 20% off plus free shipping. And we want to thank Manscaped as always for sponsoring the program.
This is the Mind of the Meanie. Here are your hosts, the Blue Meanie and Adam Barnard.
Peace, world, and welcome to the Mind of the Meanie, your weekly peek into the world, according to former WWE superstar and ECW original, the Blue Meanie. We'll cover wrestling, music, movies, sports, and lots of useless knowledge, all contained in the Mind of the Meanie. I'm your tour guide, Adam Barnard, and he is the Blue Meanie. Meanie, what's on your mind?
That's my favorite WrestleMania theme, man.
Welcome to WrestleMania.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Queen of Soul, Miss Aretha.
Why did you say it like that, Vince? What were you thinking?
Yeah. The Queen of Soul.
Yeah. That should have been way smoother, Vince. Should have been should have been a lot different than when it was, but happy Mania week to you, sir, and to those that celebrate, we are
happy here. Mania week to you and the Pod Squad.
And the Pod Squad is here. Don't forget, sign up today at patreon.com/mindoftheMeanie. Tiers starting at just $10, and you can join us each and every week and watch us record the show live and answer your questions on the show. It is here. I cannot believe we are here in WrestleMania week. WrestleMania 40 is going to be this Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. And boy, Meanie, we were just talking before we went on the air here in our hallway chats. It is crazy to think that we are so close to it now. We've been talking about it for months here on the show. Tell me how you're feeling right now, coming up this week with everything you got going on. Tell me about how you're feeling.
Man, this is it's not anxiousness, but well, maybe a little anxiousness, but it's good. It's not like a, oh my God, what am I going to do? It's like a, oh man, it's here. Yeah. You know, it's that creative buzz, you know, I'm not performing for, you know, WWE, but I got a lot of things going on, Mania week, which is the beauty of when WrestleMania comes to a town, it just takes over the town, people from all over the country, all over the world come to that location. And I know a lot of people who are, you know, coming to Philly. And of course, you know, I got Meanie Mania Thursday, April 4th, 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. But I'm also doing two insider tours of the 2300 Arena, the former ECW Arena, which will be Wednesday, April 3rd. I got a 4 p.m. tour and a 7 p.m. tour. Go to 2300arena.com for tickets for that. My week kicks off the two tours at the arena, 4 p.m., 7 p.m., 2300arena.com for ticks. Meanie Mania, just show up. It's going to be a good time. McCusker's 17th and Shunk on the corners of 17th and Shunk in South Philly. Got a lot of stuff planned. We're going to have food. We're going to have, you know, people showing up. people who said they're showing up. So we'll see if they show up. But ultimately, it's going to be a great time. Yeah. I just wanted to be like a mixer. You know, everybody's coming in from out of town. Let's have a couple cocktails. Let's talk about wrestling. Let's have a good time. And then Friday, back to the arena for Battleground Championship Wrestling. I'm hosting a Tribute to Extreme Part 2 down there at the 2300 Arena. Again, go to 2300arena.com for ticks. And then Saturday, Sunday, back down the arena, we're doing a... you can watch WrestleMania at the 2300 Arena with myself, the Neon Blondes, and Afa Jr. And $5 gets you in the door. Proceeds from coming in and watching it with us go to a place called Philly Rescue Angels, which takes care of pets and stuff like that. It's a very good charitable donation. If you're a pet lover like myself. So, and then I'm doing WrestleCon.
Yeah.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday morning. So busy, busy week. Busy, busy week.
I wanted to show you this. I wanted to be the first one to show you this in person. I got my new mic flag for recording stuff I'm going to be doing on Friday. And you can see this right now at patreon.com/mindofthemeaning, because I'm not going to tell you about it. So you have to join so you can see it. But very happy with the way that it came out. I don't even know where to start. Like, we're still as of today, right? Inside Baseball, it's the 30th of March as we're recording. We're still waiting for some of the approvals from WWE. We're still waiting for some of the approvals for Wally Mania Media. So everything is kind of like in flux right now. And we're trying to I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to map out and hit everything, right? Because I'm not doing WrestleCon Media, but I'm going to go on Friday just to kind of scope it out and see what's going on there. We'll be doing something at WWE World on Saturday. Thursday will be Meanie Mania plus Wally Mania. We'll be doing something in the morning. It's just like, and then everybody's like, oh, let's meet for a cheesesteak. Oh, let's go eat meat for lunch. Let's go do this. It's just like, I have no idea how I'm going to fit everything in. And I think that's kind of where I'm at right now, is like the acceptance of the fact that like some of these things I'm just going to miss, right? Like, I'm just going to miss some things. I have my marquee items I got to hit, I got to go to, but everything else is going to be like, well, fuck it. Like, I'm only one person, and I'm not going to have enough time. Plus, because once the interviewing is done, once the media stuff is done, then I have to sit and edit everything. Then I got to put it up. Then I got to chop clips up and shit. You know, it's like, there's going to be a lot of work, man. And I'll tell you this, I am fully caffeine free. I haven't had a drop of caffeine in over 30 days, which
that's amazing.
I don't know the last time I can say that I did that. However, I don't know how I'm going to get through this week without caffeine. So I'm trying to figure out, like, even if now that my body's reset, maybe if it's even just a cup of coffee in the afternoon, that should probably send me to the moon. But yeah, dude, it's exciting though. I mean, but you're right though. It's like, it's not a nervous energy. It's an excitement energy, right? It's just, I saw your pictures. I saw you were down there in the Link area, and you were posting pictures of the signage that was going up. Did you see anything, any hustle and bustle going on down there near the Link?
Oh, dude. And people are weird. Cause I was like, you know, I saw this on running my errands today. Cause I was legit driving around South Philly doing things. And I was passing by the Link and I saw signage. I was like, oh shit. And I pulled over and I went and took a photo with the sign, and people are like, oh, running errands at stadiums. I'm like, asshole, you know, the fucking stadium's in my neighborhood.
Why are people so stupid, man?
I don't know.
Stupid.
It's like I'm afraid to post anything anymore, because that first comment, you're just like, all right, delete. Yeah. You know, this thing. But what were we talking about?
I was just talking about to see if there are any hustle and bustle down there at the Link, as I know you walk by.
There, you know, I guess people have been leaking the stage setup, and it's pretty cool. I'm excited to see it. Yeah. And I went down there to take the photo of the science, and you can hear stuff going on in there. I was like, "Hey, what you got going on in there?
what's happening?" That's what you hit it with a. What do you got going on in there?
Yeah, I wasn't about to trespass, so I took the photos and then skedaddled and went about my business and did what I had to do. But yeah, it's pretty cool, man. There's, you know, Broad Street's got the signpost flags with all the matches and stuff like that. And there's stuff going, you know, shout out to the Philly captain who was going for a scoot around the City Hall, and he's showing all the WWE signage that's, you know, down there in Center City. Mm-hmm. Which I try to avoid Center City like the plague,
big time.
But man, it's you know, oh well, a little bit of, you know, breaking news. The Eagles Pro Shop isn't currently in the process of being flipped over into a total WWE shop.
Nice.
So like
nice.
They've taken all the Eagles merchandise out of there, and they're going to be putting in WWE merch, which make it a superstore. So that'd be cool.
One quick thing I thought about, though, as we're talking, and then I'll get into another thing. I have a bounty on one thing that, from the superstore I'm looking for, but isn't a miss, Blue, that they don't have Jason Kelce involved in some way in WrestleMania? I think it's a miss. Like, show up in the fucking Mummer's outfit and lead Cody to the ring? Like, I don't know. Something.
Well, that's the thing about WrestleMania. If it's going to happen, it's going to be a surprise, yeah. You know, like, you know, when they had Gronk do a run in or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's rumors like Miz is putting it out there that he wants to train JC Kelce to become a professional wrestler.
My God.
Which makes sense. They're both from Cleveland. So, yeah. You know, they both have Cleveland ties, but you know, it is what it is. I'm sure Jason will be involved somehow.
That would be unbelievable. I couldn't wait. I can't wait to see what happens. But if anybody gets to the superstore, I'm going to try to get there on Thursday. But at each of these events that I've been going to, I've been collecting a pin. And it's like a specific pin. I have the ones I'm looking at from SummerSlam and the Rumble. I want to get one for WrestleMania. So if anybody gets to the superstore early on Thursday, you pick one up for me, I will pay you. Tweet me, DM me, I will get you your money. But I wanted to talk about a little bit before. Actually, let's talk about the Pod Squad here as we're talking about this. Lucha is in the chat here.
Lucha.
And Lucha was saying, going to WrestleMania offshoots are crazy. I did a bunch of indie events when Mania was in the New York, New Jersey area. WrestleCon alone is overwhelming. And yeah, and I'll, you know, Meanie, I'll have you bounce off of this as well. A couple things that Meanie and I wanted to talk about here before we get into our predictions for WrestleMania 40. And like I just kind of mentioned earlier, don't feel like you're required to do everything. You know, if you're coming into the area or even if you're from the area, remember, it's 4 days, right? There's a lot that's happening in the city. There's a lot that's going on. You can't be everywhere at one time. And also take care of yourself. From what I understand, one of Queen PR, who's a friend of mine in the media space, wrote a fantastic, you know, getting ready for Mania piece. And one of the things she mentioned was making sure you're hydrated and making sure you pack snacks. You know, you'll be walking around the city all day. You may not be able to stop somewhere, right? And yeah. I know Meanie can attest to this as well. And, you know, public transit, take SEPTA. If you can park somewhere and take the SEPTA lines from 30th Street or Suburban Station and get to the Broad and Market line, you can take the subway in, you can take the buses, you can Uber, something that's a little bit easier. Uber may be a shit show after the event, but at least getting there and kind of making a plan. What do you think, Meanie? What are your tips for folks that are coming in here WrestleMania week not to feel overwhelmed?
Yeah, just take SEPTA. You know, as far as after me, like you said, Uber and Lyft might be a little bit of a mess, but I know how Uber and Lyft is for Eagles games. It's like, ooh.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, if you're going to get around, I would suggest Uber and Lyft. You know, if you have, you know, because like for Meanie Manie, I'm telling people, parking sucks. Take an Uber and take Uber Lyft, you know, just so you don't stress yourself out if you're driving, if you have a rental car or whatever like that. But Philly's pretty easy to navigate if you don't have a car. Yeah. If you're not renting a car, you're just, you know, using SEPTA or car share, you know, Uber Lyft. But you know, there's a lot of things, you know, Center City, they got the World, which is at the convention center. It's not too far of a walk from where WrestleCon is, you know, maybe like a 10 minute walk, and I'll be at WrestleCon. So, yeah. And, you know, start building your immune system now. Start taking some cold, whatever that airborne or, you know, take some of that stuff, you know, just to, you know, start drinking some more orange juice or whatever, just to build yourself up. And, so yeah, because it's easy to wear yourself down and just get sick, you know, especially you're going to be around a lot of people.
Yeah.
So you just want to, you know, have your immune system up, ready to, fight off whatever you got coming in, you know, but, yeah, it's going to be a busy weekend, man.
You know, Meanie.
What's that, Adam?
We hear this a lot. Every CBD company tells you that their product is the best. With quality control measures like lab testing and QR codes now becoming the standard, it can start to seem like all CBD brands are the same, but I'm here to tell you something, Meanie. They are not. Knowing what makes certain brands better will help you spend your money more wisely and have more confidence as you incorporate CBD oils, topicals, capsules, or gummies into your own wellness routine. And that's why we're proud to partner with Green Road CBD as an official sponsor of Mind of the Meanie. And Meanie, I know you're a longtime user of Green Road CBD. How has Green Road CBD helped you in your life?
Let me tell you, Green Road CBD is a product I've been using for years. And when we started Mind of the Meanie, I always was like, let's get Green Roads as a sponsor, because I use them almost daily, whether it's the gummies, you know, to take care of the aches and pains of 30 years of wrestling, the topical solutions that help my knees, help my back, help my elbows, help my shoulders. Green Road CBD has done everything to help me maintain a pain-free existence from all the years of wear and tear as a professional wrestler.
And to me, Meanie, that sounds like the Green Road's difference. And it comes down to a really few important points. They're just part of the reason that they've won industry awards year after year, earned thousands of five-star reviews, and have heard countless stories from customers just like you about the impact that those products have had on your life. So Green Roads is led by a compounding pharmacist with 25 years of experience helping her community getting healthy. For her and the entire company, it's more than just a job. It's a mission. And not all hemp sourcing is equal, Meanie. I'm not sure if you're aware of that. But they select their hemp from high-quality American farms. And also, not all lab testing is equal, which is why they use an accredited independent lab to conduct full panel tests on every single batch. And that's why Green Roads is an original manufacturer, not just a quote-unquote white label brand. So right now, you can go to greenroads.com, Meanie, and save 25% off of your entire purchase.
Wow.
25% off of everything, Meanie. That's huge. And all you have to do is go to their website right now, greenroads.com, and use promo code Meanie at checkout. It's 25% off your entire purchase by using promo code Meanie at greenroads.com. Own the day with Green Road CBD, and we thank them for sponsoring the program. I was going to say the best way to do it to remember is Market Street, Chestnut Street, Walnut Street. Those are like your three main veins, kind of going from like Center City almost out to West Philly. Those run east and west. And then your numbered streets run north and south. When you get to 30th Street, 30th Street then jumps to, I think it's 23rd, if I recall correctly, 23rd or 21st. There's like a whole missing block of streets. So if you're looking and you're driving, you're like, oh shit, like there's no 29th Street right there. So just be mindful of that, right? But it's going to be a great time. Make sure, you know, you're prepared, stay safe, you know, like take your vitamins, make sure you're healthy before you come. But we're excited to see everybody and we're excited about this. One thing I am excited about too, I wanted to talk to you about this before our predictions, because we haven't had a chance to catch up on this, is television's Rock the Dwayne Johnson and his final boss mode. Did you see the segment where he beat the ever-loving piss out of Cody Rhodes? And what were your thoughts on that with the social media post as well?
Well, I mean, just opening the beginning of the show where Cody's doing his promo and the Rock's music hits from out of nowhere. And the way they shot and framed that entrance where he just appears out of the dark was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. And he just gets in a ring, stands there, and whispers something to Cody, and very much like Bill Murray in Lost in Translation. They're like, what did he say? What did he say? But, yeah, and then they tease, you know, what did he say? And then they tease, you know, Rock, you know, having left the building. You know, they tease that he's, you know, left. But then they leave, like, little breadcrumbs, like, you know, when all the tag teams, when the New Day and Miz and Truth and DIY or the...
Yeah, DIY. It's tomato chips and Johnny Wrestling. Yep.
Yes. They were talking. You see Paul Heyman in the background talking to Drew McIntyre. A little bit of a breadcrumb there. There you're like, ooh, maybe The Rock's still here, you know? So yeah. Beautifully laid out. But then, you know, the Shinsuke versus Uso, and then leads into a big schmoz with Cody coming out. And out of nowhere, here comes The Rock and just beats the ever-loving tar out of Cody. And, you know, to the point where, you know, we actually get to see a little bit of blood on WWE TV, which is, I always say blood's like, when not overdone, it you know, progresses, you know, a story, you know, mm-hmm. And they did in a really good way, you know, but yeah. And then, you know, they did the thing where it looked like, you know, all right, we're clear. We're off the air. And he's like, oh, you think I'm just because we're off the air, I'm going to stop this, blah, blah, blah. Just great. Great storytelling, you know, because you always say, you see people brawling going off the air. Oh, what happened when they went off the air? And Rock goes, you know, oh, just because we're off the air, you think The Rock's going to fit? Blah, 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 blah. It was so good. It was so good. And it showed all the social media posts and stuff like that. And yeah, it just, you know, I had always been on the theory that, you know, Rock was there to help Cody. So maybe he's not now.
Yeah.
You know, I thought, you know, Rock was acting as a double agent, you know, just to, you know, in my mind, the theory is, you know, The Rock is unhappy with how Roman is making the Samoan, you know, lineage look. With the whole head of the table and making Jimmy and Jay fight and this, that, and the other thing when, you know, the Samoan culture is, you know, not supposed to be about that. You know, I can see Rock saying that, you know.
Yeah.
But now that, you know, he's done this with Cody, my goodness, you know, unless there was an understanding between, yeah, Rock, come in and just beat the shit out of me to make Roman think, you know,
yeah.
So, and then again, that could be what the whisper was about too. When he's like, you know, he walked in the ring and he just whispered something to Cody and, you know, saying it's coming, you know, or yeah. Whatever, you know, the hit, you know, the Roman order, you know, we're from Philly, so we know about mob hits. So
the hit coming, you know, we do.
Yeah. He leans in and goes, it's coming, you know? Sorry, Jimmy. There's nothing that could be done.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, Jimmy. You know, nothing we could do for you. Sorry. Can't do it.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Shout out to, was that not Goodfellas? Was it Goodfellas?
I think it was Goodfellas, yeah.
Or Hoffa. No, it was Goodfellas. You know, same cast. But, yeah, it just, my goodness, this Monday, which would be tonight, I believe they are advertising The Rock coming, yes, to Raw this, mm-hmm, Monday. An advertised appearance, which the unadvertised appearance, you know, was spectacular. But everything just got a whole hell of a lot more interesting.
Yes.
But during the course of that fight, there's a peculiar camera angle. Whether fighting amongst the trucks, and there's the one 18-wheeler thing, very well lit, I might add, very well lit, with John Cena and Stone Cold Steve Austin on the side of the 18-wheeler there, which would lead me to believe that if somehow Seth and Cody lose night one, it becomes Bloodline rules. You know, it'd be like the Total Avengers where, you know, Austin and Cena come out to, you know, help Cody fight off the Bloodline.
You know, that's kind of what I was thinking, man. I did an episode this week on Foundation Radio with Liam Crowley and Adrian Hernandez, and we talked about that as well. Like, as soon as I saw that camera angle, I knew that something was off. Like, I was like, you know, when your spidey senses go off, like, you and I mean, I've been watching for as long as I can remember. You've been in the business. Like, nothing's a fucking accident, especially that. Like, why would you, of all trucks, right? Like, of every production truck you could have possibly put in that shot, of every place you could have possibly put that angle, you're going to frame The Rock and Cody Rhodes in a fucking heated exchange. And on one side, you have John Cena, and the other side, you have Stone Cold Steve Austin. Come on. Come on. We're not stupid. Like, we fucking know what's happening here. Dude,
every production truck right now has WrestleMania promo on it.
Yes.
You know, for this upcoming WrestleMania. They couldn't have put a WrestleMania truck in the background. You just had this Stone Cold John Cena all willy-nilly truck in the background. Just out there. Yeah. Planting seeds.
I think that's what's going to happen. I think we're going to hear some glass breaking at some point during WrestleMania. But I...
Here's the thing. I thought, you know, I totally believe that, you know, Punk was probably... Like, Austin was probably going to do something at Mania. My thought was the dream match of Austin and Punk. But then... you know, Punk got injured, so, and they still have, you know, Austin on the books, so why not have him come out and help fight, you know, Cody against his nemesis, The Rock, you know? Yeah. They both have that common enemy, you know?
I don't...
My enemy's my friend kind of thing, you know?
Well, I took it too with, like, kind of the way they picked those two people in particular, right? Because you can say at this point now, like, I feel like Cody's the face of the company, right? Like, Cody is the guy. And Austin was the guy for many years, right? Then when Austin retired, Cena became the guy. And I've long thought that Cody and Seth are going to lose the tag team match, right? It doesn't make sense for the story for me in my brain for the Bloodline to lose that match. Because I don't think it would be as consequential if it's got to be that one last obstacle for Cody to overcome, right? Bloodline rules. It's a fucking bullshit. Give me as much fucking, I'm talking Vince Russo, WCW, booked like fucking crazy match, man. Give me as much schmoz as you can. What did Pat Patterson call it? Gaga? Give me as much bullshit and gaga as you can. I want fucking, give me Hogan, give me Cena, give me... Like, everybody, man. I want everybody to be involved in this shit. And no, dude, I feel like that was a very purposeful plant. I feel like it's going to lead into the fact that they do this Bloodline rules match. And then you're going to see fucking, like you said, the Avengers, the portals are going to open up and all these people are going to show up from the past. And that's going to be the time that I think they anoint Cody as the winner. And we can kind of tie this into our prediction for night two with Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes. Me personally, and I'll get your opinion on this in your analysis, I don't see at this point how they don't put the belt on Cody after all of this, especially if the Bloodline rules match wins. Where do you stand on this?
To me, WrestleMania 40 is going to be Rocky 2.
Yes.
And we're in Philadelphia. You know, Rocky lost the first fight against Apollo. And now, and then it's Rocky II is when he actually won the belt. And, you know, you could say, I mean, I understand people being upset Cody not winning last year. Right?
Yeah.
But he hadn't gone through much adversity. That's the word. Anniversary. Come on. He hadn't gone through that much adversity.
Cody's adversity.
Yeah.
I got you, brother.
Thank you, sir.
You got it.
He came back. He won the Rumble, and that was it. You know, he loses this match, and he goes through so many things throughout the year and leading up. And you know, one of my favorite movies is Vanilla Sky, where Jason Lee's character goes, in order to appreciate the sweet, you gotta go through the sour to appreciate the sweet. And you know, he's had like a few sour moments here. You know, so when he wins if he wins the belt here at night two WrestleMania 40 in Philly,
yeah,
it'll be the sweet, because he would have gone through all this adversity.
There you go.
Adversity. You know, so. And I think, that ass whipping from Rock was step one towards, leading into this tag match. And then whatever shape he comes out of in that tag match, if he comes out night two, all spear to 76th, and wins the belt.
Apollo Creed style come down, Rocky IV, James Brown screaming in the background. Yeah.
Well, have you heard, Meek Mill's? If Meek Mill comes out and does Dreams and Nightmares.
Fuck me. Fuck me, dude.
They're going to have to build a new stadium.
Nate Smythe and I were talking about that the other day. We were texting, and he was like, if Meek Mill shows up and fucking does Dreams and Nightmares before Cody enters and wraps him into the ring, like, just fucking wrap it up. Just call it a day. Just fucking give him the belt right now. That's it.
Yeah. Dude.
Man.
I'm ready to run through a fucking brick wall right now. Because, James Brown fucking played Rocky to ring in Rocky 2.
What?
Meek Mill's doing Dreams and Nightmares. And Cody coming down.
The Cody elevator and shit, dude. Fucking hell, man. That's going to be... Oh my God, I can't fucking wait, dude. I saw Meek, and I saw Triple H tweeting something about Meek Mill, and I was like, Meek Mill will be at WrestleMania. I know it. he fucking tweeted, and they did a whole segment on it last night on TV. They had a whole commercial for it with the run-up, and I think Meek Mill's probably performing, and I can't fucking wait. Like, it is, it's unbelievable. And we'll talk about in next week's episode. We're going to be a full Ask Meanie Anything, and we're going to talk about some of Meanie's favorite WrestleMania moments and some that he was involved with. But, this is my first WrestleMania ever. Never been to one. Didn't go to the last one that you were at. I'm sorry. I missed my flight. I was supposed to come in and see you, but I wasn't there. But it's exciting, man. And it's like, it's just this big, unbelievable. They're calling it the Renaissance era right now too. Which is the name that people are attaching to it. And man, I and also if this is the first time you've heard us say that, make sure you credit Meanie and I, because we came up with that totally.
Yeah.
So
it DM 2024.
Butts Carlton Media. Yeah, that's us. That's all us. So it's an exciting time to be a fan. And I'm just so excited for this entire weekend and everything coming up. But I wanted to run a couple of matches by you as well, because this card is fucking stacked, man. Right off the top, the other fucking match that's going to be going on, Seth Rollins and Drew McIntyre for the World Heavyweight Championship. Drew McIntyre has been on a fucking tear recently. He's been the player hater of the year, probably for this year and next year. Where do you see that match ending on night two for Drew and Seth?
Well, I'm going to do two predictions in one thing here, because Drew McIntyre wins the belt, or whether Drew wins it or Seth retains, Damian Priest is going to come in for the cash in, I believe, because I believe Damian and Finn Balor are going to lose the tag belts the night before. So just look, here's my psychology. Like, last year, WrestleMania, the Usos lose the tag belts to Sammy and KO. They're like, oh, this is the downfall of the bloodline. Roman's going to lose the next night. So this night, you know, Damian Priest and Finn Balor loses the belts. So you think they're down and out. And the next night, Damian Priest comes in and cashes in on either Seth or Drew, which I believe Drew wins. And then, you know, and then Damian Priest comes in and cashes in and wins the world belt. That's how I see that going. Because, you know, Damian's had the briefcase for a while now. And, you know, hasn't really teased, I don't know if he's teased it yet, that he's, you know, cashing in, but, you know, it's been long enough that it's in the back of people's mind. Like people, they haven't forgotten about it, but it's not on anybody's radar, really.
Right.
But if, then the best cash ins are is when you're not thinking of it. So if he cashes in on, you know, Seth and Drew, I think that'll be another great new WrestleMania moment. And I want that to happen because I love Damian Priest as a human being and as a performer. So,
friend of the show, Damian Priest, also.
Yeah.
You
wish us well on our anniversary.
Yeah. Listen, I got nothing but love for the guy. I hope he's at Media Week as well. I'm looking forward to seeing him and be like, yo, Meanie says, what's up? Be like, yo, awesome.
Yeah.
So,
and Meanie says, you're a damn handsome man and you smell very well.
I will let him know. I will literally leave that in my notes at the end. Be like, oh, no.
Just say, damn, Blue Meanie says, you're a damn handsome man.
I will tell them that. I have a shirt for Baron Corbin too. I've been trying to link up with him since I last saw him. We've been messaging, and there's a great shop called Pink Bike Ralph, which I think I've talked about on the show before.
That's and a great name.
There's a shirt that says, "Remember when RoboCop shot that dude in the dick?" And it's an inside joke between my son Daniel and I now. And it's Corbin's fault because Danny saw a picture of Corbin drinking out of a mug with it on there. So now Danny's got his own version of the shirt. And I said to Corbin, I was like, "Hey, man." I said, I'll pick one up for you. I said, just let me know what size you are. I didn't see him at the Rumble. We didn't get a chance to connect. And now he'll be here in Philly. I got to message him today and find out will he be here. Be like, dude, here, make sure you wear this on TV. Wear it when you walk out to the ring, man. But no, I will definitely let him know. But I agree with you in that analysis. I think at this point, it's going to be the time when Damian Priest catches in, because I can't see any other time that it happens between now and the next Money in the Bank. But I also think it would just be that next layer, right, for Drew. Drew wins. I personally think, you know, same with you, part one, Drew wins. Drew goes over on this match. He needs the win. He's going to get the title. And then all of a sudden, Damian's music hits, and he wins. He takes the title from him, right? So it's the next part of the story. Because I don't foresee, for me, following the story, I don't see how it benefits Drew if Damian pins Seth, or if Seth retains, right? I don't see how that benefits him. Also, Seth is injured. Seth is going to need a little bit more time, I think, to maybe rest up. But also, he's going to have his ass handed to him from the Bloodline match, so he's not going to be in tip-top shape. But I do think that would be another layer where Drew loses the title to Damian Priest at WrestleMania. I think maybe potentially the Judgment Day starts to fracture a little bit too. I think that may happen, but because you can see,
I hope not, but I can see that.
I hope not either. Maybe it's just kind of a Civil War thing where Finn Balor challenges for the title. Me personally, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but I'd rather see Finn challenge Cody for the Universal Heavyweight title. So I think that's a better position for him to be in, feuding with Cody after Mania. But what are your thoughts?
Well, yeah, you said about, you know, Seth probably needing time to heal up a little bit. I mean, he's had that knee injury. I don't think he's really done anything, you know, besides rehab, and he's going to defend the belt. He's going to be safe in a tag match, you know, as safe as Seth Rollins could be, because I know he's still going to go give 1,000%.
Right.
But, you know, he's going to be, you know, he's probably going to be feeling it after night one, because, you know, haven't bumped in a while. Unless he's, you know, working out privately, which I don't know. You know, then night two, working with Drew, and then if, you know, he's still selling effects from the night one match.
Right.
That could be the downfall to where he loses, you know, the world belt. And like I said, you know, Drew wins, you know, whatever, you know, affects, you know, Drew's feeling. And then Damien comes in and this gives him the razor's edge and one, two, three, and that's it. Or just runs in and clobbers him with the briefcase, cashes in one, two, three.
Yeah. You know? I think that's going to be the way that match goes. I can't imagine, like I said, a Damien, I feel like that would be a great extra layer, especially after the loss of the tag team titles. I also think with this 6-man ladder match, excuse me, I think this is going to be the way that they split those titles. I think they're going to do one on Raw. They're going to do one on SmackDown, especially with the new TV rights deals. I think if they're going to do one set of titles on Netflix, one on USA, it makes more sense to keep them separated out. So I think that's probably where they're going to go. A couple more matches here to kind of tie up the rest of the show. Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch and Io Sky versus Bayley, two women's championship matches. Where do you see those landing for you?
I see Rhea keeping the belt for a little bit longer. I think she's going to have a nice little run with it. And also, I think that's kind of why, like you said, I noticed a little bit. I want to say Judgment Day's fracturing, but they're just kind of like drifting apart where, you know, they're great together, but they're their own entities, you know, kind of like a transformer, you know, where they just come together and make this great big machine. You know, I could see Damien going in one direction. You know, they lose the tag belts. Damien goes off, wins the world belt. You know, Rhea's doing her thing with the women's title. And I, last night on SmackDown, I didn't watch the whole show, but, you know, I saw Dom doing something with the rival group to the LWO because, you know, he's still bickering with his father.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Finn, figure out what Finn's going to do, you know, but I can see them kind of like just not breaking up like a traditional barbershop window style breakup, but just drifting apart where they start doing their own thing. They're still affiliated somewhat, but they're still just like off doing side projects. Like when a band goes on hiatus and they do their solo albums, you know?
Yeah. Meanie.
Yes, Adam.
This episode is brought to you by Manscaped, sir. Did you know one man every hour, every day is diagnosed with testicular cancer? In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer amongst men ages 15 to 35. With April being National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, our friends at Manscaped have partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to help spread awareness for men's health and early cancer detection. Visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And as always, you can use promo code MINDMEANIE for 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. And Meanie, I wanted to take a second here to talk about some men's health issues that are important to me. As you know, we've talked about on the show before. My family has a rare genetic predisposition to colon cancer. So cancer is something that is close to my heart. I lost my uncle. A couple of my cousins have had it as well. You know, and I constantly check myself too. I'm always doing preventative maintenance. How has preventative maintenance and men's health screening helped you in your life as well?
Men's health is no joke. Cancer has affected my family in many different ways. And I make sure to make it a point that I get checkups. I get checked. Mrs. Meanie, you know, checks my body to see if I have any kind of like moles or anything like that. So as you get older, you got to, you know, be more careful of, more mindful of your body. And it's awesome that Manscaped is teaming up and help raise awareness for cancer.
Absolutely. I remember as a kid, as a teenager, my first interaction with the idea of testicular cancer was actually from the Tom Green show. When Tom Green had a very famous and notable testicular cancer diagnosis. And that was when I started to make sure that I was doing routine checking. I think I was 14 or 15 years old at the time. So it's a very important thing for men across the world. And with this in mind, you can perform simple routine checks at home while enjoying Manscaped products you use every day, like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. I mean, it makes sense, right? We use products daily to trim and maintain Little John and the East Side Boys. The Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra features two interchangeable skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little off the top and a new foil blade to go smooth and sleek. With dual LED spotlights, you'll achieve better visibility, making every trim more precise and hassle-free. And Meanie, if you're like me and you don't like making a mess, this thing is waterproof. Shave in the shower, in the bath, or in the ocean if you feel so inclined to. And you can bring this trimmer with you wherever you go, thanks to its wireless charging capabilities and its travel lock feature. In addition to providing the right tools and solutions for comfortable and easy grooming, Manscaped is committed to raising awareness and giving support to fighters, survivors, and families impacted by testicular cancer. That's why they'll be donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society. Help save lives and balls by going over to manscaped.com/TCS. That's manscaped.com/TCS and sharing their funny, educational check yourself video. And while you're at it, grab 20% off plus free shipping with using promo code MINDMEANIE. Because like a famous American philosopher once said, take care of your mentals, your balls, and your chickens. So go to manscaped.com/TCS right now. Check out the information that they have going this month with Testicular Cancer Society and use promo code MINDMEANIE for 20% off plus free shipping. And we want to thank Manscaped as always for sponsoring the program. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I was joking there for a second. Sorry. I started to joke. Apologize. No, I agree. I think Rhea's retaining. I think this is another year of Rhea Ripley's unstoppable reign. I've long maintained that I think Jade Cargill is going to be the one that ultimately takes the title from Rhea. I don't see that happening just quite yet, but I think that's going to be where they go. Cause I think that's the whole point.
I like Jade Cargill, but she needs a little bit more seasoning. So let it cook a little bit and, you know,
get
used to the WWE system.
Yeah.
I'm not saying she needs training as she's talented, but you know, once you go from one system to to the WWE system, there's still a little bit on the job training that's required that, you know, most of us who've gone from, I went from ECW to WWE and it's a whole nother world.
Yeah. I think she needs a little bit more time. She looked great in the ring last night or Friday night rather, as you're listening to this, on her SmackDown debut. I thought she looked fantastic. She really gave it to Damage Control. I think that's the best way to introduce her to. As far as with, a first time match at WrestleMania, I think the Rumble was a great spot to put her in just to get her started. But I think it's like, so far as an official match, she's going to be with Bianca Belair and Naomi versus the rest of Damage Control, in a 6-woman tag match, which I think is the right way to go. I also think as far as Io Sky and Bayley is concerned, I don't see any other outcome where Bayley doesn't win. What do you think?
I think Bayley wins. I mean, she's been outnumbered and picked on, they've circled around her and, just beat her at every opportunity. If she goes through all that and loses, it's kind of a setback. So I think she needs to win this match, wins the belt.
Yeah, I agree. I can't see any other way happening. The last match I wanted to talk about here before we wrap up is the one I think is going to steal the weekend as far as from a technical perspective. It's the brother versus brother, Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso. Where are your thoughts on this one, and how do you see it ending?
I don't know. I think we might see the debut of another Bloodline member. I think they did, I forget who they just signed, on the down low, but... not Rocky Romero, right?
No, what was his name? It's not Jacob Fatu, is it? No, it's
I wish they would sign Jacob.
Yeah, imagine him in the Bloodline,
huh?
So imagine him in the Bloodline,
brother. He is so good. Jacob Fatu is amazing, but I don't know what his deal with MLW is, but I don't know who's going to win that match, but I have a feeling we're going to see the debut of a new Bloodline member. Because either WrestleMania or the Raw after Mania is when they bring out the new, they'll debut somebody new.
Yeah.
So I could see a new Bloodline member coming through during the Jimmy and Jay match or something on Raw.
Yeah.
But I, as far as who wins that, I don't know.
I can't call it either, man. I don't know who. It's hard to tell.
Does Solo have a match?
No, Solo's not. I don't think he's wrestling, at least as of right now.
But he's probably going to be the shenanigans in the if there's a Bloodline rules match.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I'm sure he'll pop up at some point and
yeah.
And add the extra gaga to the main event match on night two. Yeah, I mean, I you know, look, I, you know, as far as storyline goes, I think Jimmy needs the win more than Jay, but I can't imagine they're going to send everybody home angry with a Jey Uso loss, but it's entirely possible. You know, I don't know. I think it's going to be the best match of the night. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the entire weekend as well. And the next couple of days, it's going to be really crazy. Please, if you see me in Philly, come and say, hey, I'd love to talk to you, chat it up, you know, say, hey, and talk. But we, again, typically at the end of every show, we do an Ask Meanie Anything segment. But we are actually giving you a full Ask Meanie Anything next week, same time, same bat time, same bat channel. So we are going to leave you with our predictions there and let us know what you think. If you think we're wrong, if you think we're right, if you think we missed anything, if you think we were off kilter or off the mark, let us know. Tweet at us at Mind of the Meanie. Comment on this video. Leave us your thoughts and your suggestions. And you may hear us talk about it on the show when we come back. So Meanie, I want to thank you, sir, for doing this program with us as always. And where can everyone keep up to date with all things blue when they're not listening to the show and when they're not doing everything, 100,000 things, at WrestleMania week?
If you would like to follow Blue Meanie on all forms of social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Blue Meanie BWO. If you would like to support the Blue Meanie, buy yourself a BWO t-shirt or a Meanie Mania shirt, go to prowrestlingtees.com/Blue Meanie. If you would like to support Mind of the Meanie, go to prowrestlingtees.com/Mind of the Meanie. Collar and Elbow, the wrestling brand, go to collarandelbowbrand.com. Use coupon code Meanie or coupon code Mind and save 10% over there at collarandelbowbrand.com. MadCatBeardCare.com, get the Blue Spruce Beard Oil and Balm. Josh Thornton is doing an amazing job. He rounds up the cats, takes them to the vet, and gets them all fixed up and releases them back into the wild better than he found them. So if you're a cat lover like myself, go to madcatbeercare.com. The Ultra Pro Wrestling video game coming to all major consoles in 2024. Ultra Pro Wrestling contains not only original characters by the awesome Hal Haney, but many real-world wrestlers, including myself and many others. They just announced the British Bulldog, Magnum TA, and the Killer Bees. For more information, go to ultraprowrestling.com or follow them on Twitter at UPW Video Game. That's ultraprowrestling.com or UPW Video Game on Twitter. The Figure Collection's Bone Crushing Series Wrestler... Start again. The Figure Collection's Bone Crushing Wrestler Series 1 variants of the Blue Meanie are available now. All Series 1s can be ordered right now at shop.figurecollections.com. That's shop.figurecollections.com. Type Blue Meanie in the search bar and pick Old School Blue Meanie or BWO Blue Meanie. Either way, there are no wrong choices. To have the Blue Meanie on your podcast, go to podstars.net. That's podstrz.net. Register your podcast. Book the blue guy and let's have some fun over there at podstars.net. Cameo.com/BlueMeanieBWO for birthdays, holidays, and well wishes. Please book through the site. Don't book through the app. The app takes too much of your hard earned money. Let's do, I just did a couple, I did a really cool video last week where I got to tell You know, the parents had me tell their kids that they're going to WrestleMania both nights.
Oh, that's so cool, man.
Dude, it was cool that I was the one who got to tell them. So go to cameo.com/BlueMeanieBWO. Again, let's revisit. I'll be at the 2300 Arena Wednesday, April 3rd, 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. tours of the 2300 Arena, the old ECW Arena. Go to 2300arena.com, get your tickets. It's $20 in advance, $25 at the door. Save the $5, get your tickets now. Thursday, April 4th from 7 p.m. to 2 a.m., Meanie Mania, McCusker's Tavern, on the corners of 17th and Shunk. Come on out. We're going to have plenty of food. We're going to have some cheesesteaks. We're going to have some pizzas. We've got some Philly pretzels. But most of all, we'll have you, the wrestling fan, to come in there and let's have a little mixer and talk about pro wrestling at Meanie Mania. Don't forget, Saturday and Sunday, we're going to be doing WrestleMania at the 2300 Arena. $5 gets you in the door. Proceeds goes to Philly Rescue Angels, a pet rescue center. So come on out, watch WrestleMania with the Blue Guy. And also, I'll be at WrestleCon April 4th through 7th at the downtown Sheraton. Go to WrestleCon.com. Friday night, tribute to Extreme 2, Battleground Championship Wrestling. Friday night, right over there at the 2300 Arena. Again, go to 2300arena.com and get tickets. I'm pretty good. Mr. Bernard, where can we find you, sir?
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Threads. At This Is Goober. Yes, it's my handle. No, I'm not changing it. It's a brand, pal. I may be taking a break from Twitter pretty soon after WrestleMania, man. It's becoming a cesspool, truly, this time. And I'm just, I'm kind of over it. So we're going to see how that works out after Mania. I'm going to make some decisions there. But you can find me, at least for now, there. Foundation Radio is my other show. You can listen to that at youtube.com/@FoundationRadioPod or go to foundationradio.net. Check out my other prediction show with Liam Crowley from Comic Book and Adrian Hernandez from Odyssey Sports and the Sporting Tribune. You can listen there now as well. The Feinberg Method. Use promo code Goober and save up to 20% off of your entire purchase. My trainer, Brad Feinberg, is ready to help you with your mental and physical well-being. So go to thefeinbergmethod.com. Don't forget, this show is a WWE Shop and Fanatics affiliate. So don't forget, in the show notes, you can find our link. Go and pick up your shirt. You should have enough time to get it before Mania. So don't forget to pick up a shirt there and support the show. Shout out to the homies at the 10th Ward Barbershop in downtown Lawrenceville on the outskirts of Pittsburgh. I visited my friend Kane out there this past week, looking sharp and fresh. And I may see him in Philadelphia for WrestleMania week. I'm very excited for that. So get all dolled up before I have to go in front of the cameras. If you're out there in Pittsburgh right now, schedule your appointment with Kane, Jordan, and the rest of the team by going to 10thWardBarbershop.com. ProWrestlingTees.com/MindOfTheMeanie. ProWrestlingTees.com/FoundationRadio. Pick up a shirt and keep the lights on at Casa de Meanie and the Barnard Home for Wayward and Troubled Youth. I will also be floating around the city starting on Thursday, and then I'll be home probably a week from Thursday in October, it feels like. So I will see you pretty much everywhere. I'll be doing a lot of the media stuff with WWE. I'll also be at Meanie Mania, and I will also be at Wally Mania. Which side of the street I will be on, which one I will be at first, is to be determined based upon some media items, but I will see you at both. So come and see us. Very excited about both. I will see you there. And I hope to see you in Philly. You know, like I said, we're excited. Have a wonderful time. While you're here in Philadelphia, enjoy the sights. Take some time to enjoy the space while you're here. And just remember, when you go to the cheesesteak lines, like Meanie and I have told you, make sure you know what you want before you get in the line, because they will rip you apart. And we don't want that to happen for you. We want you to enjoy yourself. Meanie, I enjoy this program, and thank you for hosting it with me, sir. It's always a pleasure to do the show with you. And thank you to the Pod Squad. Don't forget, sign up today, patreon.com/MindOfTheMeanie. Tiers start at just $10 a month. You can join us each and every week to see our beautiful faces as we record the show. So, for the Blue Meanie, I am Adam Bernard. Join us again each and every week as we take a trip through the mind of the Meanie. Peace. I want to stop that one right there. No, Carl, leave this all in. He's going to be like, oh, you screwed up all my tracks, guys. What the fuck? Now my ears are all wet from me spitting. All right, now we're going to get out of here. This has been Mind of the Meanie. Peace.
Bye.
This episode of Mind of the Meanie is hosted and executively produced by the Blue Meanie and Adam Barnard. It was mixed and engineered by Carl Pinnell. Additional narration is provided by the executive voice, Sam Krepps. That's me. Our intro music was performed by the Swamp Candles. Our outro music was performed by Chikara. Additional musical accompaniment is performed by Enrichment. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter, or X or whatever, at Mind of the Meanie, and become part of the Pod Squad by going to patreon.com/mindofthemeanie. Find our entire show archive at mindofthemeanie.com. This has been a Butts Carlton Media production. Butts Carlton Proprietor.
Dad, why does Blue Meanie's brain out?